From Paperboat Productions World Headquarters, this is The Creature Report with Val Patrone.
Welcome to The Creature Report, reporting live on the freshest new creatures built right here for your viewing pleasure. I'm your anchor, Val Patrone, and today we're struck with luck and fortune as we have composer, musician, podcaster, and concerned citizen, Arthur. Now, to conceal his identity, we will only be referring to him by first name. But ladies and gents, and those of us who know better, this is Arthur. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi, Val. Thanks for having me. Do you want to do that again?
No, that's great. I think that's quite fine. Unless you're worried about the take?
No, I think that it's great to do the first take. It's all natural. It lets the people see the truth and hear the truth.
Yes, exactly. Now, speaking of the truth, what have you brought us today? I'm seeing something quite... you described it earlier as a gay little man. And
yes.
I think that's important. So, go ahead.
Yes. So what I have here is, in fact, just from initial observation, a gay little man.
Just a gay little guy, huh?
Just a gay little fella.
Yeah, right. Do you have a name for this creature? Because this is something that I haven't seen the likes of before, and I don't think anyone really in this world has. How would you describe it? What would you name it? Or would you rather get into more specifics on it?
Sure. So as the one who discovered the creature, I understand that the naming convention usually falls to me, but I think that we should go through the facts together and try and find a name that suits them after we go through initial observational reports.
All right. Now that's a conversations I like to hear. Now, Arthur, how would you describe these eyes for this creature? Because they're sort of sunken in a bit. I almost want to call them a little deep. What would you say?
Yes, I would say that the eyes are deep. They are also mysterious. I can see reflections of stars that aren't there. I can see myself getting lost in these deep pools of liquid, shimmering emeralds and vast seas of sapphires.
Well, hang on. We'll pull you back out of there. Don't get too lost.
All right. Thank you. Yes, quite a sight to behold.
Really is. Now I do find it fascinating that you did call us to meet this creature. I found it odd that it came to... Now, is this its natural habitat, the outside of the Denny's in the parking lot? Or have you found this creature elsewhere? Or Denny's,
no.
I'm sorry, Arby's.
Sure. So it usually does hang out around Arby's. I'm not sure if it works here, if it's just a frequent customer, but I have seen it chomping down on innumerable curly fries. And it seems to not really go for many of the other options. I've only ever seen it consume curly fries.
Now, I'm about the same way when it comes to Arby's, let's just say.
Oh, aren't we all?
I mean, who doesn't love a good Arby's curly fry? Am I wrong?
I would say that it's the best thing on the menu.
I would also agree with you, certainly against those roast beef sandwiches and potato cakes. Well, the potato cakes are right. But so this Arby's may or may not be its natural habitat, but we do know that it is a big fan of this space.
It goes cuckoo bananas for this stuff.
Really?
Just can't get enough.
And specifically just the curly fries.
Right. Again, I can't state enough how much it fucking loves the curly fries.
Right. All right. Well, interesting. Okay. Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that too, because when you look at the body itself of this creature, it's almost as if it's... What's the word I want to use? How would you describe it, Arthur?
Well, there isn't much there in terms of the body form. It would, it seems almost skeletal.
Skeletal.
There isn't much to it at all, really.
Right, right. The bones itself are a bone structure that I have not seen before in my lifetime, and it's certainly not humanoid, definitely more bestial. But it is just bone, or an understanding of bone.
Right. So it's really interesting to see it take these curly fries into its, I'm assuming, mouth. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. then they just sort of aren't anymore.
Which I also noticed with the mouth, very similar to the eyes, almost like a black hole of sorts. And I know it's not a true black hole because we'd all be dead. but it is just sucking them up and then disappearing. And I wonder if that has anything to do with the celestial, deep, mysterious eyes you were discussing.
Possibly. It might be related. It might be that all of its orifices on its face are the same sort of structure, just partitioned for different functions for its for its face.
Right, right. Yes. And, you know, to discuss the body even further, this creature you described as a gay little man, and it is a very compact and smaller, but the legs is something I did notice.
Yeah.
How would you describe
the legs?
Well, if this were Madam President, I'd say legs for days.
Oh.
Yes.
You know, I think that is an apt description, yeah.
Just extremely, even though, again, I cannot express enough to the listener and the viewer that even though this is a skeletal form, especially in the torso, very little, but very long, long legs for this
imagine
creature.
A dachshund in the body form, very small, very compact, but I would almost compare the legs to that of a gazelle.
Right, right. It's almost like, if we're comparing animals, like legs of a flamingo, or just very thin and just, wow, long, long.
As long as my laundry list.
I thought that was going to go somewhere else, and I'm very thankful it didn't. Speaking of which, when you were talking with me on the phone earlier, you did describe some powers, and maybe I misheard you about the powers of this creature. Because I thought you maybe said that, I don't know how to quite put this, that it was very good at fornication.
Yes, so that is one way of putting it. I believe my exact words were, this gay little man fucks. Good,
yes.
I believe.
Yeah. That's what I thought you said on the phone.
Yes. So again, I have not experienced this power myself, but it did let me know that it has left all of its partners quite satisfied.
Well, that's interesting. It let you know. How did it let you know? Does it speak human languages?
Yes. I am not sure if it speaks so much. Again, I'm not sure what is going on with the vocal cord situation in that black hole of a mouth, but it did somehow put its own communication into my head, and I could hear it in my ears, although it was not producing any sound.
So I feel like having a psychic connection with this creature is more of a power than fucking. But, I mean, I could be wrong, unless it is very good at fornication.
Well, I think that it is its own power, but it didn't want to focus as much on the fornication. I'm sorry. It wanted to focus more on the fornication, rather, because of how much better it is at that than it is the psychic connection.
Oh, so are you sure that what you're getting, the information from this creature, is what it's actually telling you? Or is it just bad at using human language, to communicate?
It seemed very good at human communication because, again, it did tell me, in addition to what I saw, it did confirm, in fact, that it goes apeshit for those Arby's curly fries.
That's true, and it's very good at intercourse.
Well, yes.
Right. You know, I am concerned about the general population of this creature, if it is having a lot of intercourse. Has there been a lot of this creature seen, or does it have a lot of reproduction, or...
Now, personally, I have not seen any other creatures, but again, that is just my experience. When it was implanting its thoughts into my ear holes and into my brain, it did let me know that although it does practice safe sex, that is more for the risk of STIs and other transmittable diseases, because it did decide that it was not ready for children and decided to get a vasectomy.
Oh.
Yes.
So, please.
You go ahead.
All I was going to say was, it's had to have communicated with other humanoids then, like a doctor, if it got a vasectomy. And its biology must be similar, yes?
Val, we are on the same page. I was about to say the same thing. Somewhere there must be some sort of surgeon or doctor who performed this procedure. I don't think that it did it itself. That seems very dangerous and very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've personally never had a vasectomy, and I don't know too many people that have had vasectomies. I know it's a very uninvasive surgery, but also I am curious who would approach this, a doctor looking like that. Like, why does it look like that? I wonder. I know there is a lot of evolution happening here, but I am curious why it looks so specifically like that.
Right. So in terms of what sort of doctor, I would assume some sort of veterinarian who has experience with flamingo-legged skeletal dachshund bodies. But in terms of why else it looks like that, your guess is as good as mine. Why don't you go ask your mom? She has as good a guess as any. I'm sorry I brought your mom into this. That was...
She's a very nice lady.
Unnecessary on my part, and I do apologize, but...
Arthur, come on.
I'm sorry. That was unprofessional, and I want to take a minute.
Have you done this before?
I want to take a minute to...
No. Arthur, have you done this before? Have you?
No.
Okay.
I'm a fraud.
You're not a fraud. You found this, and you're brand new to this world... And I'm happy to have you here. And I'm glad you called me.
I'm just nervous, okay? It's my first time on the show. I've been a longtime listener, and I was really excited, and I'm blowing it.
No, you're not blowing it. No, you found this amazing creature outside of an Arby's. This beautiful thing, and you're doing such a wonderful job.
Yeah. Thank you. It's
no.
All right.
No,
Let's not make this about me. This is about.
Okay, shh.
It's about the gay little man.
Hey. It's okay.
Okay.
It's about our gay little man together.
All right.
We're both finding this together. You found it first. We really should be calling it Arthur. But we won't.
Do you think he would like that?
I think. I don't know. It hasn't told me anything yet. It has more of a connection with you. You could ask.
Okay, I'll take a minute and...
Okay. Take your time. I'm going to just talk to my crew really quick.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. Okay. I'll be right back. You stay here.
Okay.
No, he's doing fine. He's doing a really good job. I think he's just nervous. Maybe we can get him a drink or something. Maybe we can get him a Diet Coke from the Arby's. Do they sell Coke? Curly fries, yeah. You can get some curly fries. Okay, yeah. Great. Okay, yeah. Hey, bud.
Hey.
How you feeling?
Better.
We're going to get you some curly fries, and that's going to be ready for you when we're all done here.
Okay.
We could just wrap it up, too. You know, we could just have one or two more questions, and we can keep it really easy. And you did a really good job here today.
You mean it? You're not saying that?
I'm not. No.
Okay.
You're doing really good.
I asked what his name is. He said Arthur is fine. He was listening. He's right over there.
I do see him. He's very hard to miss.
Yeah, Arthur, he's tall.
Arthur, do you want it to be named after you?
Yeah.
Okay. Then this is Arthur.
Okay.
Species, Arthur.
Species is Arthur.
Genus, Arthur. We can go through the whole filing system of the animal kingdom.
I don't know them all.
Yeah, it's okay. See,
I'm not qualified.
Hey, Hey, when I started out, when I was just a little zoologist and cryptozoologist and creature zoologist, which is a thing, you're just going to have to believe me.
I do.
When I was just starting out as a little kid, the first thing I found turned out to be just a weird looking dog. And now we're here. Hey, it's okay. Now we're here together with Arthur and Arthur. Weird looking dog or not, we're in this together. And you're doing great, sweetie.
Can that be Arthur too? I'm going to get confused if we're talking about Arthur and Arthur.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you'd have to ask the creature itself.
Okay, yeah, I'll go ask him.
All right.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll go let him know. It actually wants to be Arthur 1.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's...
That's very rude.
Unsettling.
Did you get a threatening aura from it?
Not really, but it did seem very firm that it wants to be Arthur 1. And that I am actually Arthur 2?
Absolutely not. No. You march back over there. I'll come with you.
Okay.
We can no pickle this.
All right.
I just know, because it can be Arthur Alpha, and you can be Arthur 1, unless you'd rather be Arthur Alpha.
No, Arthur Alpha sounds like a Saturday morning cartoon from the 80s.
Okay, then we're going to... Here, take my hand.
Okay.
Let's go. Excuse me! You're going to have to talk to... Tell me what it's saying. So, excuse me! Listen to me. This is Arthur 1. You are Arthur 2, or Arthur Alpha, or Arthur A. I don't care. This is Arthur 1.
Mm-hmm.
What's it saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it said that it will think of Arthur Alpha, but it did say that it sounds like a G.I. Joe villain that never got off the ground.
Listen, all I'm saying is, buddy, you could choose any other name in the world, but you're not taking this Arthur's name. You know, maybe you should try something else. Maybe Tiffany, or maybe Alex. I don't know.
It's... Oh. Okay. Give me a sec. Thank you. It let me know. It didn't really understand that it was that big of a deal, but he sees how much it means to you that I stay Arthur 1, and it will, instead of Arthur, go by Arby.
Like the letters R and B, or...
No, like the restaurant that it eats all of the curly fries from. This is Arby now.
Okay, you know what? Sometimes people have changes in mind, and honestly, I'm glad that you get to keep your independence, and I'm glad that Arby gets to keep their independence.
It, All right, this is going to be maybe a little weird, but... Instead of, because it doesn't have hands and it wants to seal our conversation and end in good faith, it does this by kissing.
Oh.
So I'm going to just real quick. Thanks, Arby.
What was that experience like for you?
Weird. not like weird because I had to kiss this creature, but it did taste like a Popeye's chicken sandwich. No, what? Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so that's a whole thing. Huh.
Well, this has been quite an interesting creature report. I just want to say again, you did a great job out there.
Thank you.
Hey, bring it in. Bring it in.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Get out.
This feels nice.
Yeah. There you go, buddy. Okay. You want to wrap it up now? I think we're done here for the most part.
Yeah. I think we've got all we're going to get.
Great. So, Arthur, where can people find you if you would like to be found?
People can find me on Twitter.
Even though we did say no last names, but...
Right, no last names, but LeetHacks, L33T underscore H4X is my Twitter. You can also find me on A Horror Borealis, the podcast, as well as A Horror Borealis Presents Losers, A Love Story. Mm-hmm. But again... total anonymity here.
And I just would like to clarify, we had someone do our theme music for this show, and it wasn't not Arthur.
It wasn't not me.
It wasn't not Arthur. I mean, yes, it was Agiata, but we're not saying it was Arthur specifically, but we're not saying it's not Arthur, so.
Yeah.
So. Well, if that's it, is there any final thoughts on this creature?
If you see Arby out there in the wilds of an Arby's parking lot, offer him a sweet stack of curly fries.
That sounds delicious. I think that's just really good. Well,
thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, of course. Anytime. If you would like to come back, if you find any other creatures, we would love to find them. And if anyone out back home, Outback Steakhouse.
No rules, just right.
Yeah. Ooh. If anyone at the Outback Steakhouse or anywhere else has any creatures they'd like to report, you can find us on Twitter at Creature Report. Report has a 0 instead of an O. And otherwise, we will see you next week, and we hope you can creep it real.
This has been the Creature Report with Val Patron, brought to you by Paper Boat Productions, theme music by Agiata, additional artwork by A.M. Havison. As always, sound effects will be linked appropriately in the description, and we hope you all have an informative night.